Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Not in the Mood. I'm your host, Daryl Moody. You know, we talk about a lot of different topics here on Not in the Mood, and I am a radio reporter and anchor by trade. We don't often talk much about the radio industry. Well, I want to talk about that today. More importantly, engaging listeners. Now, here at WDBO, we have what I believe to be the best tool in the industry for getting folks' reactions to stories. It's called the Open Mic. If you've ever used our app, surely you are familiar with the open mic. All you have to do is press one button. It records for 30 seconds. You can say whatever is on your mind, stop recording, and it'll send it straight to the radio station. Now, we then listen to it. If it's good, if it's informative, if it's salient, we'll play it on the air. If it's not, we're going to make fun of you amongst ourselves. No one's ever going to hear it. And I don't know what the actual numbers are, but I would say 99% of the open mics that we get never make it to the air because they're either off base or I've heard racist comments. I've heard bigoted comments. I've heard a lot of ignorance. I mean, we've got our favorites, you know, like the one that opens up every open mic with "you people don't know what's going on." That guy. If you've ever heard with that guy on our air, you'll know exactly who I'm talking about. And here's the thing about the open mic. The open mic affords you as the listener the opportunity to share your opinion without having to call into a talk show and sit on hold and wait for your chance to go on the air and hopefully you'll get to talk to the host. You can actually tap one button, send your opinion right in. But we all know what opinions are like. Everyone has one. And unfortunately, the open mic gives you the chance to show us yours. And what we're going to do this week on Not in the Mood, I've cherry-picked some of my favorite open mic comments over the last few weeks, most of them about coronavirus, and we're going to kind of critique some of these opinions that people are sharing. So let's start first with one of my favorite open mics, and this is a guy accusing us of freaking out.
Oh no, what are we going to do? There could be as many as 1,000 people that have the Delta variant. Who cares? If they're not dying, what does it matter? They're sick. They get over it. They return to their life. God, you guys are freaking out over nothing.
Freaking out over nothing? No. We're freaking out about a global pandemic that we had a handle on just a month ago, and now it is spiraling out of control. Why? Because people are out there listening to misinformation. They're not getting vaccinated. They're taking chances, and people are getting sick, and people are dying. Just a couple of weeks ago, I talked about my neighbor, Miss Patricia, 78-year-old woman, didn't get vaccinated, ended up in the ICU with COVID. Guess what? She's dead. And are people sounding alarms? Absolutely. But you know who's sounding the alarm the loudest? Doctors, hospital administrators, people who are on the quote-unquote front lines of this pandemic. They're the ones freaking out. Now, I decided well over a year ago that I was only going to listen to doctors when it comes to this virus, because politicians are going to say all sorts of crap. So for me, I listen to the doctors, and I'm listening to the hospital system here in Central Florida, Advent Health. They're freaking out. I'm talking to hospital systems like Orlando Health. They're freaking out. People are freaking out because this thing is getting out of control again. And none of us want lockdowns. None of us want the kids out of school. We want to get on the other side of this. And so the reason why people in the media are sounding the alarm is because the doctors are sounding the alarm. You can argue with me all you want. I don't give medical advice, but I do talk to a lot of experts. And for somebody who's never had a flu shot, it only took me a few conversations with doctors, epidemiologists, pharmaceutical representatives, people from the industry. We've talked about it at length here on Not in the Mood. I made the decision to get vaccinated after talking to a lot of experts. Clearly this guy isn't. But to accuse people in the media of freaking out over nothing. The numbers are trending in a certain... The data is what the data is. I don't care what you think or how it makes you feel. The data is what the data is. And the data right now is pointing toward a bad situation. So let's move on to the next one. So this guy apparently is an expert on the Delta variant.
Would you guys stop with the coronavirus fear-mongering? And now before you go, oh, we're just reporting the facts, you're leaving out that the Delta variant is significantly less deadly than the COVID-19.
Really? Tell that to my dead neighbor. Tell that to the overworked nurses in the ICU wards across the country, struggling to keep people alive because of this Delta variant. Let's move on to the next one. So this guy wants to talk about vaccines and masks.
All right, I'm just curious. I don't know if I'm the only one, but we got a report earlier saying that 90 to 95% of the new cases in hospitals are of people who aren't vaccinated. So why do vaccinated people have to wear masks?
That's a fair point. I don't like wearing masks again. I got vaccinated so that I wouldn't have to wear a mask. And I'm not wearing masks in places where I'm not being forced to wear it. So I kind of get that. But, you know, they've been telling us the vaccines are only 95% efficacious in protecting you from infection. So they're not 100%. There are no guarantees in life. I don't know if your parents taught you that, but my parents taught me that. And I understand that. There are no guarantees in life. But when you're comparing this vaccine to, say, the flu vaccine, which I've never taken in my life, because they say the flu vaccine is only 40% effective, I'll take 95% efficacy over 40% efficacy every day of the week. So here we have another expert on infectious disease and vaccines. This guy says the vaccines don't work.
The more news stories you listen to, the more you realize that all these vaccines aren't really worth a damn. They do nothing.
So the vaccines don't work, huh? Tell that to somebody who got sick and only had mild symptoms because they were vaccinated. See, that's the thing that I didn't understand at first. This, when they say 95% efficacy, there's a chance you could still get sick. Absolutely. With most vaccines, there's a chance you could still get sick. But your chances of getting hospitalized and put on a ventilator and eventually dying are significantly worse if you've not been vaccinated. Again, let's ask Patricia. Oh, that's right. We can't. Moving on. So this next guy, he's got his own theory. And I think there's some validity to his theory, but I don't know how perfect it is. He says that the coronavirus is being spread by unvaccinated and COVID-positive immigrants coming into the U.S. from the southern border. The federal government has been sending these folks all over the country. This guy says they're coming to Orlando. I don't know if that's true.
I'd like to know what our government's doing about all the illegal immigrants coming across the border with all the infectious diseases and all the COVID cases and how they're trying to stop it, because they're dropping busloads of people to Florida and these people are infected. I'd like to know what they're going to do about it.
Okay, so we obviously do have thousands of illegal immigrants crossing the border coming into the U.S. We got to do something with them. They're not sending them back. So they are dispersing them around the country. But there's a lot of misinformation out there about this. There's one particular story just this week where there was a Facebook post claiming that there was, you know, busloads of illegals being just dumped in Green Cove Springs outside of Jacksonville. That's been debunked. That's not true. So, I mean, while I agree there is some validity to that, and there is probably a good percentage of these folks that are COVID-19 positive, I don't know that you can blame single-handedly the immigrants for the surge that we're seeing here in the U.S. So let's call that inconclusive. Obviously, there's no way to test all these people now that they're here. Who the heck knows even where they are? But let's move on to this next guy and his theory. His theory is it's all because of antibiotics.
You know all those antibiotics you guys have been prescribing? That's what's killing people's immune system. That's why people can't fight off simple viruses, because their immune system sucks. Because all they're gonna do is go get a prescription for Tamiflu and it's gonna fix everything. Let your body do what it's supposed to do. It knows how to fight things off.
Fair point. For the most part, our bodies are capable of fighting off viruses. But clearly that's not the case with COVID-19. Otherwise, we wouldn't have millions of people dead across the world. So let's move on to the next one. This guy is talking about incentives and whether or not they're actually going to help people to get vaccinated. We've heard stories all across the country. States giving, a chance to enter a $1 million lottery. Some states want to give you $100. Some employers want to give you as much as $200. My employee gave me a half day off to get vaccinated. Whatever the incentive is, a lot of folks are thinking outside the box, trying to get folks to get vaccinated.
Giving people $100 to get the vaccine is not going to do a dang thing. People aren't hesitant because of financial issues. People are hesitant because they don't trust the government. You know, they said, get vaccinated. You don't have to wear a mask. Oh, now you do. Well, this one's real contagious. They just flip-flop on everything. Why would anybody in their right mind go get this vaccine? It's pointless.
I don't trust the government entirely either, but I do trust doctors. I do trust epidemiologists. I trust the experts that I've spoken to. I trust my own physician. I have a very good friend that I grew up with. He's a surgeon. I had a long, in-depth conversation with him about the vaccine and whether or not I should get it. And I got it. And I'm glad I did. And again, it should be up to the individual whether or not they choose to get vaccinated. Personally, I did. But not because of anything I read or heard. I made the choice to get vaccinated after a number of conversations with people that I deem to be experts, people that I deem to be much more intelligent than I am on the subject matter. And after talking to those experts, I decided to get vaccinated. And as far as masks are concerned, it sure feels to me like masks work, because when everybody was wearing masks and the vaccine came out, we saw the numbers come down. And then everybody was on the honor system. You don't have to wear a mask now because the numbers are improving. But I would argue that there are a lot of people out there running around not wearing masks because no one else is. So as much as I don't want to wear a mask, I get why people want us to wear masks, because unfortunately, when we're talking about the honor system, none of us can be trusted. And when you're talking about masses of people, people tend to do what other people are doing. So the authorities are telling people to wear masks because the people who are not vaccinated clearly cannot be trusted to wear a mask like they should, because they're not protected. So as we always say on Not in the Mood, govern yourselves accordingly. Take responsibility for your own self. Again, I'm not going to tell you to get vaccinated because I'm not a doctor, but I highly recommend you talk to a healthcare provider that you trust and then make your decision about whether or not you want to get vaccinated. Don't do it based on anything you read online. Don't do it based on what your friends tell you or what your favorite talk show host tells you. Talk to a doctor, talk to multiple doctors, and then make the decision that is best for you.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.